This is Dr. Inigo dictating a disability physical for a claimant by the name of Stephen Ledger. Date of birth, August 26, 1959. Case ID number is 544-544-452. Date of exam, July 11, 2023. Duration of examination, 45 minutes. Medical records available prior to examination. Yes, medical records from Dr. Mario R. Andaldua. Dated 6/4/2022. Identifying information, this is a 63-year-old married male with two children who presented to my office for a disability evaluation to evaluate allegations of diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy and retinopathy, comma, rheumatoid arthritis / back pain, comma, hypertension, comma, hypercholesterolemia, comma, cyst on his hand, comma, and decreased memory. The claimant is presently unemployed, and his last employment day was in 2020, where he worked at heavy construction for approximately 15 years. During that time, he worked 8 hours per day, 5 days out of the week, and 4 weeks out of the month. At the present time, he lives in a house, and his wife is not working. The claimant is also not receiving disability benefits at this time. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy and retinopathy. Number two, rheumatoid arthritis / back pain. Number three, hypertension. Number four, hypercholesterolemia. Number five, cyst on the left hand. And number six, decreased memory. Allegations number one, diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy and retinopathy. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having symptoms of polyuria, polyphagia, nocturia, blurred vision, and a weight loss of 55 pounds. He states he has been diagnosed with diabetic retinopathy, but has had no laser or surgery done to his eyes. He denies any nephropathy, but does suffer from diabetic polyneuropathies consisting of burning and tinglingness and pins and needles sensation of his feet. The claimant denies any cardiovascular disease. The claimant does not check his blood glucose and states that most of the time when he has been checked, his blood glucose levels are in the 600 mg/dL range. His last hemoglobin A1C was 14. He is presently taking metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, and glipizide, 5 milligrams BID. The claimant does not appear to be well controlled. Allegation number two, rheumatoid arthritis / back pain. The claimant states that in 2019, he fell off a 7-foot wall and injured his lumbar sacral back area. He states the character of the pain is an aching, dull pain located in the lumbar sacral back area that does not radiate down to his legs. No surgeries have been performed. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 10 minutes, sit for 2 hours, lift approximately 40 pounds above his head, and bend over to pick up clothes. He has no assistive devices that he uses. His daily activities include doing light housework, going to the grocery store, cooking, doing the laundry, and doing mild exercises. He spends a lot of time watching YouTube videos. His physician at this time is Dr. Batamin, and he denies seeing a chiropractor or receiving any kind of physical therapy. He is on no medications for pain, and he was diagnosed with lumbago. Allegation number three, hypertension. The claimant states that in 2020, he was having shortness of breath. He denies any chest pain or headaches. He states he had these symptoms for approximately 3 years prior to being diagnosed with hypertension. He also states that he complains of occasional blurred vision. The claimant denies any in-organ damage, such as myocardial infarction or cerebrovascular accident, as well as no nephropathy at this time. The claimant states he is taking a medication for his high blood pressure, but he does not recall the name of it. His blood pressure at this visit was 123 over 78 mmHg, which is well controlled. Allegation number 4, hypercholesterolemia. The claimant states that in 2018, he was told that he had a very high cholesterol level. He is presently on atorvastatin 40 milligrams QD. He denies any cerebrovascular accident or myocardial infarction. He states that his last level was very high and that he was not well controlled, according to his physician. Allegation number 5, cyst on the left hand. The claimant states that in 2017, he developed a cyst on the left palmar area, as well as knee pain and right shoulder pain. He states x-rays were negative. No surgery was performed, and no injections were placed in his hand. His symptoms include pain and stiffness, and pain that he feels daily. The claimant is able to function with the hand. His limitations include being able to walk 1 mile, stand for 10 minutes, climb 2 flights of stairs, squat and bend over to pick up clothes. He is right-handed dominant and is able to write, use a coffee cup, open up a jar tub, use a skillet, sweep a room, button his clothes and lift approximately 40 pounds above his head. He has no assistive devices, and his physician is Dr. Patamin. He's on no medication for pain, and his physical activities include swimming and doing minor chores. The claimant does have a small cyst, but appears to be functioning well in spite of it. Allegation number 6, decreased memory. The claimant states that in 2021, he was having difficulty with his memory, especially recent memory. He's not on any medication for memory loss, and he states it's something that he's noted gradually. Appears to be more like forgetting why he was going to the kitchen or what he was supposed to do. He appears to be stable at this time. Family history. His father died at the age of 82. He had hypertension, diabetes mellitus, and COVID. His mother died from dementia at 77. Medications, metformin, 1,000 milligrams BID, glipizide, 5 milligrams BID, and atorvastatin, 40 milligrams QD. He does not recall the other medications. Medical problems, hypertension, non-insulin-dependent diabetes mellitus, decreased memory, hypercholesterolemia, hypertriglyceridemia, major surgeries, history of fracture of the left clavicle, cyst on the left palmar hand, history of rheumatoid arthritis, lumbar sacral back pain, and hypertension. Social history, tobacco, the claimant denies any history of smoking. Alcohol, the claimant states he drinks 5 beers per week and has done so for 40 years. He denies any delirium, tremors, or seizure disorder. Substance abuse, the claimant denies any use of cocaine, comma, crack, comma, heroin, comma, or any IV drug abuse. He did use marijuana back in 1985. Communicable diseases, the claimant denies any history of hepatitis, comma, HIV, comma, or any sexually transmitted diseases. Physical examination, temperature is 97.1 Fahrenheit, weight 190 pounds, height 6 feet, 2 inches, BP 123 over 78 mmHg, heart rate 60 beats per minute, respirations 16 respirations per minute, BMI 25, general. This is a 63-year-old male who appears to be a stated age and is in no acute distress. He also appears to be a reliable historian who presented to my office for a disability examination. Could you please drop down to H-E-E-N-T after the fourth sentence? The claimant had multiple missing teeth and poor dentition. External auditory canals were normal in appearance and no lesions in the nares was noted. Pupils were equally round and reacted to light and extraocular movements were intact. Visual acuity was mildly abnormal. Confrontational visual fields were grossly normal. Snell and vision, OD uncorrected is 20/50, pinhole is 20/30. OS uncorrected is 20/50. Pinhole is 20/40. Binocular uncorrected is 20/40. Could you please drop down to functional capacity on the last page. Based on the current examination, the claimant's ability to sit, stand, and move about is unrestricted. He is able to lift, carry, and handle small to medium-sized objects. He hears and speaks well. There is no evidence of joint deformity, bone, or tissue destruction. He is able to heel toe and tandem walk. There is normal grip strength bilaterally at +5/5. His ability to reach, handle, finger, and feel is unrestricted. On examination, the claimant shows no evidence of muscle wasting or fatigue. The claimant has no limitations in his visual fields and minor limitations in his visual acuity. He is able to communicate very well without limitations, but does have some mild restricted limitations in his workplace environment, secondary to uncontrolled diabetes mellitus and decreased memory. Probable diagnoses: diabetes mellitus with diabetic polyneuropathy and diabetic retinopathy. Not confirmed with medical records, but is being treated. Allegation number 2, rheumatoid arthritis and back pain. Normal physical exam at this time. Number 3, hypertension, dash being treated at this time. Blood pressure was 123/78 mmHg. Number 4, hypercholesterolemia, being treated at this time. Claimant states that he is not controlled with his medication. However, that is not confirmed with any kind of medical records. Number 5, cyst on the palmar hand of his left hand. Mild. The claimant does have full function of the left hand at this time. Number 6, decreased memory, fairly grossly normal exam at this time. This is the end of the dictation for a claimant by the name of Stephen Ledger.